Christ's glory.
May that be
Christ's glory, stronger than ever known ye, and we be still.
That song reminds us that if we believe as we live, that we will His blessing receive.
As we started singing that song tonight, it made me think of back to Bible school when we would be practicing that song. To me, it seemed like one of the simpler songs. But in that song, it says, as His sowers, we spread forth His seeds. The Christian life, we can't just go along living life like it's easy and do our thing. We need to remember that we're serving Christ and be faithful at it.
Holy light, the world rejoices at.
Just challenge me. Are we willing to go to deep waters? Are we willing to take up our cross and follow him?
This song has also been a challenge to me, even when we were practicing at Bible school. And just the message that going out to deep waters, and sometimes it takes a lot of faith, and it would be easier just to stay by the shore, but I just challenge each one of you to go to deeper waters where only faith will let you go.
That song was just challenging to me. Last night at my host's place, we had a good discussion, and we were talking about, you know, every decision that we make is saying whether I'm God or whether God is God. And this song really spoke to me. It says, our fishing days are over. Our fishing days here need to be over. We need to let go of everything, all of ourselves, and let go and give to God. We need to start fishing for men. I think one of my biggest concerns for the churches of America is that we are slipping away, and it's time we quit our fishing, and it's time we go and live for Christ. Woo.
Since This song, as no matter what we are going through, God is still there to lead us.
Yesterday, as we were traveling through Montana, one of the valleys had a cabin in it that was half finished. Walls were up, a couple of the trusses were up. Somebody had deserted the project. And the next song we're singing is about going all the way for God. Wherever he leads us, we'll go with him all the way. And, you know, that cabin is a disgrace to whoever started building it. You know, they didn't plan enough. They didn't get it finished. When we start out on our Christian lives, do we want to go halfway or do we want to go all the way for God? He is calling us out to be plotters, and he will lead us by his hand and give us the strength to go through that.
Last two songs we just sang are so full of commitment. I mean, as we said earlier or noticed earlier, and it's so easy to say that we will go with him all the way, but it's a whole lot bigger issue or a whole lot bigger thing to actually do it. And it's my desire that I would be truly all committed to Christ.
the poor, get together with the Lord. Get together with the Lord. They'll treat each other like sister and brother when they all get together with the Lord. Now when they all get together, when they all get together with the Lord, they'll treat each other like sister and brother when they all get together with the Lord. Now when the weak and the strong get together with the Lord, get together with the Lord. The weak are no longer afraid of the stronger when they all get together with the Lord. Now when they all get together, when they all get together with the Lord, the weak are no longer afraid of the stronger when they all get together with the Lord. Now when the tall and the small get together with the Lord, get together with the Lord, they'll soon realize they're all the same size when they all get together with the Lord. Now when they all get together, when they all get together with the Lord, they'll soon realize they're all the same size when they all get together with the Lord. Now when we all get together, when we all get together with the Lord, they'll be singing and shouting, glory, hallelujah. When we all get together with the Lord.
We'd like to take up an offering to help with some of our travel expenses and make for the school here in Minnesota at this time. So maybe if the ushers would come forward, we'll take that this time and just sing a couple of songs here. Let's sing 63 in the Faith and Praise.
I will call upon the Lord.
He tears the skies with heavenly Someone is break in two. Remember, someone is praying for you. When it seems that you break till your strength is all gone, and your tears fall like raindrops all the day long, He cares and He knows just how much you can bear. He'll speak your name to someone in prayer. Someone is praying for you. Someone is praying for you. So when it seems you're alone and your heart will break in two, remember someone is praying for you.
Testing, is it on? There we go. Good evening. It is a blessing. We consider it a privilege to be here to worship with you folks tonight. I have heard this program quite often already, but you know there is a message in every song. Where would you be tonight if no one had prayed for you? Very likely we are here tonight because someone was faithful in praying for us. And I'm so glad tonight that we have a God that is alive. He's on the throne, and He hears our prayers, and He cares about every one of us. I want to thank the Kootenai Valley Mennonite Church for hosting us, for providing for us. Just thank you for everything you're doing for us. The meal this evening, for the beds you're going to give us, and then getting us a ride back here in the morning, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Lord bless you for that. Thank you to all of you for coming tonight and showing an interest in this work. We are from Maranatha Bible School, and this is representing the third term, which is a six-week term. And after 6 weeks of study, these students get to go on a 17-day tour. It's a 17-day, 13-program tour, and we're getting near the center of it, middle of it. I see some students, former students, sitting here tonight that traveled with us last year. It's good to see you all again. And I would guess in your heart you almost wish you were with us. No. Thank you for the offering that you shared with us. Actually, these students pay for this tour out of their pocket, and so we're going to keep that offering anyhow. And we're going to take it, send it to Maranatha Bible School to go into the general fund. It does take a lot of money to operate a Bible school like that. And so the Lord bless you for sharing with us. When you share with Maranatha Bible School, it's not just to pay electric bill or heat bill. It's investing in the lives of young people. It is our goal to provide a best possible opportunity for young people to grow in the Lord. And that's our goal. And at Maranatha Bible School, we pray a lot, we sing a lot, we study a lot, and we have a lot of fun together. But there are commitments that are made and hearts that grow close to the Lord. And thank you for sharing in that work. If you would like to have a CD of this program tonight, including the midterm program, there's a book, order book back on the table. You just put in your name, address, write in how many CDs you want. It will be sent to you along with an invoice, and then you can send the money to the school. All right, we will do an introduction tonight. It seems that Mennonites enjoy introductions. Someone said that when Mennonites get together, it takes 5 minutes to get to know each other and 10 minutes to get related. So we'll help you with that, all right? So we'll start in the front tonight. On my left is Brandon Weaver from West Virginia. And then it's Kayla Risser from Pennsylvania. Christy Hoover from Wisconsin, Kiana Slaybaugh from North Carolina, Ruth Bontrager from Michigan, Carmen Slaybaugh from Indiana, Jared Plugston from Pennsylvania, and J.D. High from Illinois, Daniel Schrock from Wisconsin, Josh Martin, Pennsylvania, Titus Peachy, Pennsylvania, Jordan and his sister, Betty Lou Weaver from Montana, Lane Nolt from Pennsylvania, Sheila Achaka from Michigan, Vicky Jo Martin, Ontario, Alicia Burkholder from Pennsylvania, my dear wife Karen, and I'm Delmer Troyer, we're from Michigan, Jacob Gingrich, Ontario, Jason Bauman, Ontario, Andrew Stoltzfus, Pennsylvania, Philip Carr, Ontario, Myron Eby from New York, Sherry King from Virginia, Betty Lou, we already did her once, okay, Deanne Martin, Pennsylvania, Dorothy Carr, Ontario, Connie Martin, Pennsylvania, Kevin Huss from Illinois, Lyle Slaybaugh, Michigan, Jeremy Lee, Virginia, Ben Slaybaugh, Ohio, Craig Friesen from Alberta, Dustin Gingrich, Ontario, John Good from Missouri, Jennifer King from Pennsylvania, Gloria Mallow from Virginia, Naomi Shirk from Pennsylvania, Margaret Bauman from Michigan, Marlise Miller from Nebraska, Marlita Histon from Pennsylvania, Kent Weaver from Wisconsin, Paul Mast from Colorado, and Kendrick Funk from Pennsylvania. Our director is Justin Martin. He could stand. His wife, Joy. Joy, are you here? Joy and their daughter, Blair, from Pennsylvania. And our bus driver is Shannon Martin and his family, Norma and Grace, and they're from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And thank you to all of you for coming out this evening. May the Lord bless you.
Yeah.
in that song, it says our hearts are empty without Christ, and how true that is. And I just challenge you, are you really longing for Christ tonight? That song also says, we come, we cry, we watch, we wait, we look, we long for you. And it makes me think of Psalm 119, where the psalmist, over and over again, he says how he loves the testimony of God and the word of God. And a challenge for me, do I like to think of God?
Being out here and seeing all the mountains and seeing how great God is, just up close and personal, it just humbles me to know that God wants me to come to Him barren and empty, and He will fill me.
No God like the God that we serve, and I'm so thankful that God took my sins and washed them all away, and I want to be in Christ all that I can be.
When we think about all that God has done for us and all that He has created, all the beauty we see around us, can we truly say that there is no God like our God?
When I think of the God that we serve, one of the things that I often think of is His Holiness. And that just really stood out to me. Right before the program, we were praying, and Delmer was leading out, and he said that we come before you and we're standing on holy ground. And that just really struck me, especially after an afternoon of we've been playing volleyball and just really having a good time. And just to remember that God is a holy God and we are coming before Him in holiness.
We got the
power in the name of Jesus. We got the power in the name of the Lord. Those Satan rages, we will not be defeated. We got the
looking forward to that day when we can all dwell in God's house together. It's so exciting.
The next song we're going to sing is Jesus is the Light of the World. And my thoughts are that as we sing that song, think about the words, Jesus is the light. and he's dwelling in us. So therefore, we are shining his light. So are we shining his light into other people's lives every day?
It's all about tonight. I like how that song says, who's out there that we have to fear, you know? We know God, he's all powerful. We don't have to fear anything. The economy and might go bad, and you know, God is there with us, and we can rest assured that he will provide us with a home in heaven someday.
Jesus is the light of the world, he is the light of the world, he is the light of the world.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is the light of the world, and we will follow him. Jesus is the light of the world.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is the light of the world, he is the light of the world, he is the light of the world.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is the light of the world, and we will follow him. Jesus is the light of the world. When there is trouble, I need to go astray.
He will shine, yes, he will shine.
Jesus, how do you put your way?
He will shine, yes, he will shine. Take his hand, let him lead. When you follow Jesus, he will set you free. Keep him in your life and let him shine. Jesus is the light of the world, and we will follow him. Jesus is the light of the world.
When there is darkness, we need to be afraid.
He will shine, yes, he will shine.
Jesus, bring a better day.
He will shine, yes, he will shine. Follow him, strong and true. Look at what the power of his love can do.
Song because it just shows that there's no other light besides Jesus.
Thank you. just want to say thank you. You guys did a very good job. We were blessed because you coming, and we're really happy to have you share with us. We're actually, personally, I was very happy and encouraged to see the zeal in your testimonies, and keep doing that. That's very good, and that is, God is honored because of your willingness to share with him that way. So just want to thank you for coming. And to all of you from Maranatha, we are blessed for having you come and share with us tonight. We're going to close here, but I want to, I'm going to have a closing word of prayer, and then after prayer, we'll have Brian come up here and take care of the hostess so we can exchange where you guys will all go. And Brother Delmer said that you'd like to have everybody here at 6:30 tomorrow morning. We said 6:45, but it's 6:30 now, so just a little bit earlier. So, but I guess these guys are used to getting up early, so it won't matter. And one more thing I wanted to say for on behalf of everyone here, just want to thank everyone for coming tonight, and also thank all you that pitched in today to come and get us out of our predicament that we had. That was very kind of all of you, and we really did have one. So there's just warn you parents for your children. It's very dangerous out back. I know we said that earlier, but it's even more now. There's rebar that's sticking up, and it's dark, and we don't have it fenced off. So if you can not let your children go back there, it's very dangerous to let your children go back there tonight. So just want to warn you of that. Okay, I believe we'll... everyone raise your hand if you're happy that these guys, everyone came out tonight, just to say thank you. Okay, very much. Okay, we'll stand for a closing word of prayer. After prayer, we'll sit back down, and Brian will come up, and then and take care of what you have to take care of, Brian. And then when you're done with that, if Ken, if you could just have a chorus, we can sing after that, okay? But let's stand for a closing word of prayer now. Dear Lord, we come to you tonight, and we are so thankful for what you have done for us, and we are thankful tonight that we got to hear from you and worship you in this way. And we just want to ask a special blessing on Maranatha and this group of youth and singers as they are traveling through the country. Just be near them, be with them, and bless them, Lord, for this program. And we pray that you would continue to give them safe travel as they go from state to state and from church to church. Pray that you would help them to be strong in their testimony and keep doing what they are doing. And also pray for those who are in charge and responsible for them, that you would give them the strength, and pray for the brother here that is leading them. Just be with him too, and help him to continue on in this work. And thank you again, Lord, for being with us and for all you have done for us. Help us to have a nice evening, and that you would help us to go from here and come back tomorrow morning too in the right way. We just pray this in your name. Amen. Okay, if you'd be seated, and then Brian, if you could come and take care of that.